You're listening to SBS News.
The United Kingdom will be trading Marmite for Vegemite and Burberry Macintoshes for Australia's RM Williams garments in a new free trade agreement with Australia. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison and his British counterpart Boris Johnson met this week in London to wrap up discussions on the arrangement. Mr. Morrison says the deal is about more than the economy.
These agreements are based on trust. You have them when you have shared values and you understand what both countries are seeking to achieve in a partnership. And that's what this is fundamentally about. This is just another very big chapter in the story of Australia and the United Kingdom.
The deal still needs to be ratified by the parliaments of both countries, and the exact text of the agreement must be finalised. But for now, Mr. Johnson promises the agreement will uphold the best standards looking forward.
We're opening up to Australia, but we're doing it in a staggered way, and we're doing it over 15 years. We're retaining safeguards and making sure that we have protections against sudden influxes of goods, and also making sure that we adhere to the strongest possible standards for animal welfare, and as you can imagine, that's what the British consumer is going to want.
Now that the UK has left the European Union, Britain no longer has to abide by EU rules. That means they have to start afresh, and this free trade agreement is one of the ways the UK is hoping to move forward and away from the EU. Tim Harcott from the University of Technology, an industry professor and chief economist, explains more.
With a free trade agreement, typically there's things like tariffs on Australian wine or Australian beef and lamb. And what the agreement says is that over 5 years, they're going to reduce those tariffs. So you won't have to pay duties if you're in Britain and you're buying Foster's or Tim Tams or Australian lamb. It suddenly becomes exactly as though you were buying it from a British farmer or British store. And equally in Australia, if you want to buy hobnobs or shortbread or whiskey, again, there won't be any duties on them.
Professor Harcourt says this deal means that both Australian workers and products will not face as much competition as they currently do in the global market.
I've spoken to a few wine makers and they sell a lot of wine into the UK. And they're competing with Chile and New Zealand, who have their wine in there tariff-free. Equally, I've spoken to a lot of younger Australians who want to work in the UK, and the free trade agreement allows you up until age 35 to basically work in the UK as though you were a Brit and vice versa. So it's sort of an extension of the old working holiday that we've had with Britain, you know, for many years now.
But the UK wants to scrap the conditions required for UK backpackers to stay in Australia beyond a year, which says backpackers have to work for 88 days or 3 months in agriculture. Australians don't face the same demands when they go to the UK. Agriculture Minister David Littleproud told SBS News the demands would reduce seasonal worker numbers dramatically.
Obviously, that would take around nearly 10,000 workers out of the seasonal workforce, which would have a significant impact, particularly on agriculture. So the National Party has made it clear to our coalition partners that there needs to be an equivalency, a greater than an equivalency, is not just replacing that up to 10,000, but look to expand the seasonal workforce that is required.
Unions argue the government should scrap the requirements for all countries, not just the UK. Mark Morey from Unions New South Wales.
What we need to do is find a way of ensuring that people are able to extend their visas without being sent out to areas where we found they've been exploited and put at risk.
Professor Harcourt says there are many positives to come out of the deal, but amid the coronavirus pandemic, moving forward with a new trade agreement will have its challenges.
It's a tough time for everyone with trade, with COVID, with the tyranny of social distance, so I think it all helps. But of course, you know, until we're all vaccinated, it's going to be very hard to have the same travel, tourism, and you know, movement of people that makes these things work.
Bernadette Clark, SBS News.